Sawubona Melusi.
Zanibonani.
It's a showcase.
Showcase.
Awola boss.
It's a fede.
Hola.
Love. Thank you.
Hamba kanjani ninja? Fede.
Yes, Kelly.
You saw his kids, so you're like, Kelly.
I'm trying to remember it.
See, Melusi, you can see that, like, Kerry and Darren are getting better at this thing. This mm-hmm. every
no, they really are.
Is helping.
They really
right?
are.
100%. You guys are pukung.
What is pukung?
Is that our word for today?
That sounds like when you spit at something, like it hits the side of a bucket. Pukung.
No, pukuga is an important thing. We all have to pukuga every day, you know?
Pukuga.
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 What is that?
To improve.
Oh, is that our word for today?
Yes, ukpukuga.
Ukpukuba.
Ukpukuka.
Melusi, yes. I get a sense that Zulu is a very onomatopoeic language.
Yes, I think all the Nguni languages are.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to say that word. My tongue just doesn't agree.
Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia, you got it.
No, because one of my first words that I learned, one of my favorites, is the Zulu word for tractor.
Yeah.
Ganda.
Uganda.
That one is tutu.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's tutu.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, so, okay, help us with a sentence or explain today's word.
So, ukpukuga is to improve, which is something that we all should try and do every day, you know. Every day we need to be better than we were the day before. So, and then impukugo is the state of ukpukuga, which is what South Africa needs, impukugo.
Impukugo. And Melusi, this is one of the first clicks we've had. So
yes.
This click, I know, which letter is this click?
It's a C.
And is it right if you had to say the C click would be almost like when we're annoyed? So like the...
Yeah.
Yes.
Annoyed
click. That's the one. That's the one, yeah. It's that one. So you guys... Your isiZulu siyaphucuka. It's improving.
Or your Zulu is getting better.
Yes.
Yakhe mina isiZulu sakho siyaphucuka.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Sky.
Ah, ngiyakuthanda.
Isithandwa sami.
Jinx. Aibo. Jinx is Aibo.
Okay, you guys have an advantage over me. Let me see if I can shoehorn it into an English.
Shoehorn it. What does that even mean?
Shoehorn. Do you not know that expression?
I need to learn as much English as I do Zulu.
This is about Zulu.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Makeba.
All right. So now that they've taken ANN7 off television, the news has gotten uputuka. The news is uputuka.
I will not participate in this because I know some people.
Yeah. No, we'll give you that one.
No, would it be like, Indaba iputuka? No.
Izindaba ziyaphucuka.
Izindaba ziyaphucuka.
Shame poor NN7.
So let me give Darren and us example. Like Darren Moore, you support Crystal Palace.
Mm.
If we're having a debate about, you know, our teams, you'd be like, yeah, I understand Crystal Palace, but Crystal Palace, iyaphucuka. They're getting better. Iyaphucuka.
Iyaphucuka.
Yes.
I understand, but with Crystal Palace, iyaphucuka.
Yes.
Ngathi iyaphucuka.
Ngathi iyaphucuka. That's another meaning.
Oh, what's
iyaphucuka? Is
it's to slip out?
Yeah, to slip when you.
Whoa.
Again, very onomatopoeic.
Yeah.
but you get the drift, Darren.
I do.
Okay.
I like this one.
Yeah, like Kaizer Chiefs needs ukuthi iphucuke.
Yes, Kaizer Chiefs, yebo.
Oh, is that improvement?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you for adding a into my lexicon.
Yes. I thought I should hit you with the click by now.
Yeah, it was about time. You warmed us up and I was fearful. And just like, you know, Sky's swimming with sharks, once you do it, it's actually not as bad.
Yeah.
It's actually quite fun. I'm going to throw it in the whole day now.
You do that, Darren. Thank you, Melusi.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Melusi. We'll catch up with you tomorrow for another episode of Melusi's Everyday Zulu.